Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I think Popeyes is a little better than Chick-fil-A on principle that the customers are rude. There's a whole principle of if you go somewhere and they don't care about you, the food's probably going to be amazing. It's like if you go to a carryout and there's no bulletproof glass at the carryout, the food's not going to be that good because you can't taste the fear for their life.
Or I'll be sitting there like on the patio with 50 of these guys, you know, and I'll just sit there and be going, yeah, it was a good round. And he'll be like, what the hell is that? Where's it coming from? It's unidentifiable. What the hell is that? Who is that coming off of? That is nasty. What is that? You know, is that ass or foot? What is
God.
It? It's really nasty.
And do you find that
it's both?
It's ass foot.
It's ass and foot. New Shimmer is a floor wax and a dessert topping.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Programming note, and Pony, you interrupt me and tell me if I've got this wrong. This will be our last free show of the week, but we are offering the bonus show Freeview tomorrow.
Yes.
So the bonus show will be available to everybody tomorrow. We do that once every 6 months or so,
or
maybe
so.
4 months or so, and it'll give everybody a chance to hear the bonus show.
Like the first
and because
taste.
We're previewing it, we're going to be required not to cuss.
Well, we'll bleep. We'll bleep if we cuss.
Yeah, you can curse.
But Mike, now, the first taste is free.
What's that?
The first taste is free.
Okay, thank you. good to see you again. So anyway, this is what I've been doing. I'll talk to our guy. I feel like I can commiserate with him. He'll understand. This is what I deal with every day. Every day with him. See,
there or you.
Yeah, thank you. So, Pony, we're good to go with that. What can you tell the listening audience about how we're going to do the bonus show this week?
Absolutely, we are good to go. You'll be able to get the bonus show on the regular site. It will be an edited version of the bonus show, and then we'll have the regular unedited version up on the bonus show site.
Very good. So check it out if you are somebody who's been deciding whether or not you are going to subscribe to the bonus show. The other good thing about it is we got so much great feedback from the I Like My Music piece that we
yes.
did last week that we are doing that on the bonus show. And I have come prepared today, and I'm sure you have too.
I have too, yes.
I'm all over the place again. And
me
I
too.
Hope, I hope people like it. I thought last week that I skewed more weird than you did. I thought you were more mainstream than I was.
Well, I'm technically,
would that be accurate? I'm not saying that in a bad way.
But I am
I'm a pop culture.
Music guy, and I like right. that. But there is some stuff that skews this week and stuff that will surprise people, I think.
Okay, very good. So Rob's got a Q&A, but before we do that, we have a guest seat filler who is in here replacing Oscar Santana. By the way, what show has a gentleman that has traveled to an area of the world which is frequented by visitors from China, Japan, and Korea?
That's right. I'm sure he's fine.
Wear that mask.
Yes.
Anyway, no, I've got stuff about the mask. I've got stuff about everything.
Yeah, the mask.
Coronavirus.
Is the mask helping?
I have a news story about the mask.
I want to hear about
the
mask.
Very detailed about what where I'll get to it. I don't want to
Don't spoil it.
Shoot my but anyway, go ahead, introduce our guest.
So please. You know, when you look at like the Declaration of Independence and there are names that are signed at the base, but these are our founding fathers, right? These are the people that were there at the very beginning.
Like where this
right.
is going.
Yeah. And so when Charlie.
John Adams.
Yes. John Quincy
John
Adams.
John Hancock.
Yes. The Pinckneys.
No, John Quincy Adams didn't sign the Declaration of Independence.
You know, you're right. I apologize.
John Adams was John Quincy Adams' father.
Yeah. And I bet they had
so
issues.
Why did you say John Quincy Adams?
It sprung to mind. But he was an old guy.
But he's not on the Declaration of Independence. How did you pull Magna? How did you get that?
Well,
who did you bribe? What type of Lori Loughlin thing did you bribe to get that?
As the founding as the eras to Hot Pockets, I had a lot of money to get into. It's just VCU. It doesn't count. It doesn't count.
So you got what, straight A's at VCU?
For five semesters, I got straight A's.
Okay.
And then there's a little, I think it was macroeconomics that might have undercut me a little bit.
I remember macroeconomics.
But it was, I was 3.8 or something like that. Anyway.
All right, go back
so I
to
apologize
your
about
intro.
The John Quincy right. Adams thing. Right. But these are our founding fathers. Now, if you were to equate Podcast Village to the United States of America,
yes,
this gentleman is one of the founding fathers of Podcast Village because I believe he was the first or second employee hired by Charlie Burney pre-Oscar. And yes. When you came to Washington, D.C. from the original establishment, Marcus Ellison, who is in studio with
so
us
wait,
today.
So wait, did you come? Well, introduce our guest, and then I'll ask him the question.
All right. So Charlie Burney credits him as being one of the first employees of Podcast Village. And okay. He is, I can say unabashedly, one of my favorite guys here. Great laugher.
Oh, thanks.
Wonderful guy. Great editor. And a good person to have in the room. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Marcus Ellison.
Never met Marcus before. This is the first time. So my question, did you come from the Gaithersburg, Maryland incarnation of Podcast
yes,
Village?
Yes, yes, I did.
You, oh, so you are truly an original.
Yeah.
You predate everybody here.
I was the second employee overall.
Wow. Okay.
Look at that.
I didn't know that. That's awesome. That's well, welcome. I'm glad to have you here. We
Thanks
have never
me.
Met. You are here where you work with Oscar closely mm-hmm. every single day.
Yep.
I communicated with Oscar a little bit via text.
Mm.
He texted me.
Was he at the luau
yesterday? I don't know where he is because I tried to call him. I told him I'd call him in the evening.
Yes.
Because he called me at noon yesterday, which is fine, middle of the day.
Noon but, your time?
Yeah.
You know oh, yeah. Well, means. You're golfing. Yeah.
You're calling me in the middle of my
not okay.
You know, my other job. So you can't do it. And then I said I'd call him in the evening. And I actually went into my computer and got Maui time. And Maui time was about 8:20 was 3:20.
Right.
Maui time. So I thought it was perfect. And of course, it was the first call was the fast answering machine. And then the second call was not answered at all either. And I did not leave a message.
Was there any volcanic?
Hope you enjoyed your 3-week vacation.
Was there any volcanic activity on Maui that prevented the call?
The only volcano. I'm not worried about a volcano. Yikes. I'm concerned, you know, about what's going to affect. Well, not even me,
right.
As much as you guys. But we, you know, really think about it. I mean, here's what this is. I have to dive into the coronavirus.
Okay, please do. Okay,
because
okay.
It's top of mind for me because I'm a paranoid. It's,
everybody's talking about
guy.
It. Yeah,
it's out there.
This is the way I think. I think in the terms of. What are they saying? A year to a year and a half, whether they, if they were able to have a vaccine for this.
Right.
And this thing has just continued to grow. A lot of people like to poo-poo it. It's not. And I'm thinking, well, what would I avoid? What is something I would avoid if I had the opportunity to avoid it? And that would be going to airports, going
yes, travel.
To crowded areas
I would say,
where people
yeah.
are
travel.
Snotting
yeah.
and breathing and doing all that stuff.
Absolutely.
That's the way I look at it. You know,
bad enough when there's no coronavirus to go to an airport, but now especially.
Yeah.
But, Mike, the good news is, and I got this because CNN texts me frequently, they say that Trump says we're ahead of it, and Mike Pence is making it a priority. So I'm pretty sure we're going to be okay.
Oh, we're
yeah, now,
just
you know,
fine.
In fairness to them, the little press conference that I watched yesterday, there's awareness. There's no denial. Mm-hmm. There's acceptance of the facts that they are there, that they're doing. Now, when Mike Pence has a bit of a track record as a science denier, so people are a little paranoid about that. But that's the look. If they pull it off, if they're able to do the right things, even with the depleted health organization people in their administration, because they've been jettisoning
right.
a lot of people in this. I don't care. This is who we have. So this is the first time I truly root for them to do
the right
thing.
Well, of course you want them to do the right thing.
Because that impacts all of us. That's the way I look at it.
All I know is this, is that our president, like him or hate him, he has made a lot of money in his life, mm-hmm. which means that he has probably put faith in the right people to make this happen.
At some point,
you don't make it on your own entirely. I'm not sure that putting it in the hands of the vice president, who might be burning sage right now to battle the virus, is the right move. Can we not bring scientists in? Is this okay?
No.
Is that this is what we need to do, though.
No, but I mean, he wants to put the big name on it, so that's why he's doing it.
All right.
I hope. We will get into the coverage of the coronavirus because I think that they are They're making the effort to be factual when they don't want to do that. What they want to do,
they hate facts.
Is they want to create panic. They can't help themselves.
That's hysteria.
It's their nature. And I'm talking about everybody in these news organizations. They just don't want to cool it. That's why, like, going back to down here, when I had the two guys, Matt DeWitt and, was it Jim Farrell? I think it was Jim Farrell.
Yeah.
Down here, the two meteorologists when we had Hurricane Irma.
Yeah, we had Jim Farrell on the show, actually. Wonderful, wonderful broadcaster.
And as calm on the show, yes. Not excited to be on the show. Just steady, steady, steady. They were all facts. And every other meteorologist, especially the national ones, that guy Chad Myers on CNN, who likes to go, panic, death, destruction, die. Die, death, destruction. And that's it. I would like to see more of that. But once again, we don't know. We don't know the facts. We don't know exactly what's going to happen. But it does seem to me that every day we seem to be getting more and more bad news.
Well, the mood that I'm getting about it from the national and the local media, all the media, is that of there's a chance we could be getting a big snowstorm. And this
up
is the
in, up in D.C.?
No, but that's the mood that they're conveying.
Oh,
you
right.
know what
See,
I mean?
I get excited.
No,
even when I'm down here, you say a snowstorm. No, it's been a non-snow event.
There's no snow this year. But that's what they're. That's the way they're focused. I mean, literally, there's a guy that they put out at the at a hospital this morning on Channel 5, our local Fox affiliate, and he's saying, you know, we've satisfied two of the three qualifications for a pandemic, and he says we only need one more. I mean, are you rooting for it? But that's the same attitude that
like it's bingo.
Yeah, that meteorologists have when there's a chance of a big snowstorm. But the thing is that this isn't going
to
melt.
We'll get to the coronavirus, but let's talk to our guest. Now, Roger.
Marcus.
What is it?
Marcus.
Marcus.
Can we call you Roger?
Can you blame me for having a little problem with that particular name?
No.
All right.
All right.
We have a history with a Marcus. Marcus,
oh, yes.
Not
no.
you.
No,
another
no.
Marcus,
a different one.
Another Marcus, where it did not necessarily. Where is that now? Is that that's gone? Now,
gone.
Correct?
Gone. Yeah,
that's good. He has nothing to do with us anymore.
Non-person, as they say in the Soviet Union.
Okay,
I could go fight him, like on a Highlander type deal.
Marcus,
could we
Marcus?
Call you Mr. Ellison?
Sure.
Okay, let's call him Mr. Ellison.
Marcus Ellison.
Yes.
Marcus, so where are you from originally?
I am from PG County.
PG, you're a PG-er.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're a lifelong resident of the D.C.
D.C. native, yeah.
That's wonderful. How did you come across Podcast Village and Charlie Burney and all that wonderful stuff?
So I went to college with his first employee, Sarah Fernandez, and we took classes together. She started working for Charlie, and then she brought me in, and Charlie gave me the tour of the land and said, when can you start? And... From then on, we were just working basically in a hole in the wall in Gaithersburg for a little while. Then I was still going to school, so I had to back out for a little bit as I went kind of full time. And then when things kind of moved on to D.C., he came. He's like, I would love to have you back. I want to give you a tour. Came, saw how everything is kind of exploded, and he brought me back in.
And as far as the podcast world, how has it changed since you got involved to where it is right now, in your opinion?
It's just expanded, really. When we were doing it back in Gaithersburg, it was very, I don't want to use rinky-dink because that kind of belittles
Mom
it a little
and
bit.
Mom and pop,
but,
though.
Yeah.
That had an idea.
Garage band.
Whether it's a company where they wanted to do something, but it wasn't recognized probably as as what it is today.
Oh, for sure.
It's a truly viable method of communicating.
Absolutely.
Entertainment, corporate, everything like that.
And not only is he a great behind-the-scenes editor and a cog here at Podcast Village, he has a few podcasts of his own. One
this
that is just launching that involves our own Matty Masiello.
This is true.
Oh, really? Oh, would you like to tell us what's that one about?
So,
it's a cheese cast.
Cheese is involved.
Cheese is involved. Anything with Masiello involves cheese, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, sir. So you're doing a podcast with Matty?
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're doing it with two of our friends, which it's called Friends from Work. And we were talking about doing a podcast, I think, like last year. We threw around the idea. Nothing ever came of it. And then for some reason, 2020 came around. We were like, we should put feet to pavement. Make it happen.
You know, the second floor studio, the studios of Podcast Village are on the fourth floor of our building, but there's another office on the second floor. Mm-hmm. And there are just certain days when there's a magical energy on the second floor because there's five or six people just in a row ostensibly working, but they're bouncing stuff and talking about stuff and topics are being bounced, and that's what they're trying to capture. And it's great. There's a great energy because there are so many great, fun, creative people here, and he's captured a good cast of them.
You know, I will say that I love my life down here, and I love the idea that I do this from wherever I am, and I think that's cool. But I do sometimes miss the camaraderie of that. I think it's a lot of fun that you guys have out there, but it's not enough to get me back up to D.C.
No.
Wanted to make sure.
Totally fair.
And he also does your video game podcast. What's that called?
Press X to start.
Mm-hmm. And that's very. I don't understand a damn thing he's saying on it. But it's
what is Is there a game that you are particularly focused on with that podcast, or is it the whole world of gaming?
It's the whole world mostly. It's myself and I think about. Well, now we're six, but we kind of revolve around four.
Six gamers.
Yes, right. And. You know, we kind of were looking over the landscape of the gaming industry, and we didn't really see a lot of people of color giving their opinions or kind of talking about
you're
it.
You're black?
Yeah.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I mean, as far as people talking about it, or I mean, because I mean, African American gaming is. I mean, there are a lot of guys that are doing that.
Oh yeah,
right?
But as far
as the people talking about it, and
right,
doing podcasts, and
right,
stuff
like looking through the landscape of it, there are a lot of people that are doing streaming and stuff like that, of course. But when we were looking at people who were picking through the industry with a fine tooth comb and kind of talking about things and examining things, because there was in the last couple of years been a lot of kind of social justice issues within the gaming industry, and it was. For lack of a better term, a bunch of white guys kind of trying to figure out how are we going to talk about issues with women and lack of representation. And we were like, okay, maybe we should try to fill that hole the best we can.
Yeah, see, I mean, when I think of gamers, no offense, Marcus, I think of the lack of women participation in every possible aspect of life.
Games are replacing women in many cases.
Well, no, I mean, I just picture guys that are sitting there in front of a console all day long, you know, that's, you know, they're never going to get any, you know, action. But I mean, that's the way I live. That's my old perspective on it.
I think that's valid. Yeah.
I mean,
but wait, aren't there? I mean, there are now video game tournaments that are that they have in the Staples Center.
Yes.
I mean, there are. I mean, there are these massive. What is the numero uno now? What is the hottest, absolute hottest game? Online game where you play with
hottest online game
still terrifies me. By the way.
Probably League of Legends. Like, they have tournaments around the world.
League of Legends?
Yeah.
What is it? Can you thumbnail what it is?
It's a massively MMORPG, which I think means massive online RPG. And, like, it's competitive. Like, you basically
RPG, rocket-propelled grenade?
Yes, absolutely. Or role-playing game.
Role-playing game. Okay. Role-playing game. Now I get... Like, is that like Minecraft?
Not exactly.
What's the one your son used to play all the time? Your son played all of them.
Yeah,
right?
He did. He's still into Minecraft. The one where you could dance. Where was the one that we could program?
Oh, you know what, Rob? Do you pay attention to anything? You have a son that is a gamer. I don't.
It's Fortnite. Fortnite is the one that
Thank you very much. Yes.
It's a little closer to Fortnite in terms of like the competitive aspect of it. Yeah, but
can you play it without people talking in your headphones? Because that's what flips Mike out, and I would be that way too. When you go online,
the idea of participating with someone else, the connection—it's not like a phone call. It's like strangers that can reach into your world, and I, you know, I don't want to. The idea that I would be sitting here playing Call of Duty with some serial killer in Cincinnati always freaks me out.
Or even worse,
creeps me out.
If you're like in a band of brothers type situation, and you realize that the person that you're fighting people with is 8 years old, you don't want that either. Yeah.
It's just not my thing. As a matter of fact, gaming recently. You know, I do real gaming out there. I mean, I don't do it like I used to do. And when I did, I was a first-person shooter person. I'm trying to think. Pony, what's that game that we both liked that had the sexy lady at the end of the rainbow? that was involved with the jungle.
And you were
Far Cry. Far Cry.
Okay.
And once you've given an option to like further your relationship with the lady or.
Yes. It was spectacular. And then they backed off of that because they probably got some kind of heat, but you had an option to where you could go on with the game and get riches and stuff, or you could do another option and then the reward would be, this lovely, sexy lady, which I think. I'm sorry. It was really cool to me. I don't mind like animated women and stuff like that.
Speaking of which, kind of like that. There's an animated woman behind you right now.
Is there, hi.
Timing is everything.
Carlos, say hi to Marcus. He's a Podcast Village guy.
Hey, how you
doing?
You?
I'm good.
Then what do you need? What?
Oh, I just wanted to.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
What did she say?
Maybe somebody will buy it. All right. That's good.
Someone coming, having a visitor?
Yeah. Every day an adventure. Every day is a winding road. All right, that's great. Where were we? What?
We're talking about the virtual sex on that video game.
Yeah, all right. So the number one, you had mentioned number one. So you've got a gaming podcast. You've got a podcast with Maddie where you're talking about fellow workers. And before we get to the first break here, I have to ask you about Oscar Santana. Please, Marcus, to describe Mr. Oscar Santana in a sentence or two. Thank you very much.
In a sentence or two.
And by the way, you're among friends here.
Yes.
So nothing is off limits.
Safe place.
If I could describe Oscar in one sentence, it would be living Red Bull.
Yeah.
Living Red Bull.
So I would see that. I would see that.
Constantly an energy drink. That's why when he comes in here, when we tape the Mike O'Meara show, it's and then by 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it's
like a fine automobile, Mike. He needs to be warmed up, and it takes 8 hours.
Yeah, it's terrific, and he'll be flying back this weekend with tons of people on a plane that probably have that virus. And bringing it to you in Podcast Village.
Hey, that's
hallelujah.
Terrific. Everyone touched this keyboard.
Patient
Thank you,
zero.
Oscar.
Yes, indeed. Well, it's nice to have you here. We have a lot to talk about
Good
on
to
the
be
show
here.
Today. We will be delving into my angst regarding the coverage of the coronavirus. The news you may not need today also has a story about things that people are doing maybe incorrectly to deal with this. But I mean, I'm not going to tease like I criticized local news for. Numero uno would be wash the hands. So that's
I haven't done that since the virus became a thing. So I guess I
you
should
haven't
start
washed your hands.
No, I don't. I don't like doing that. I don't like doing that. So I guess I should do that.
You don't like washing your hands?
I'm kidding. It's a joke.
Okay, all right, thank you. Well, it's not a time to joke.
Children.
People are dying, Rob.
I know, Mike.
Jesus.
I know. People are dying with dirty hands.
Yeah, it's, and you know, with that head of yours, you'll be sucking all the germs into your skull. So be afraid. Be very afraid, Rob Spiewak.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Meara Show at www.mikeomearashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hello. I'm Frank Black from Monroe High School, and I have an appointment with Mr. Morgan.
You're the young man who's writing the article for the school paper.
Yes, ma'am, that's me. I want to know everything there is to know about being a pilot. What airports does Pan Am fly to? What does a pilot make in a year, and who tells them where they're going to fly to?
Whoa, so I'll just take them one at a time.
All right. What does it mean when one pilot says to another pilot, what kind of equipment are you on?
Well, I just want to know what kind of aircraft you're flying. Is it a DC-8, 707, Constellation?
And what about those ID badges that I've seen pilots wear?
Well, every pilot has to have two things with them at all times. One is his airline personnel badge, looks just like this one here from Pan Am. The other one is their FAA license, and that looks just like this.
Do you think I can make a copy of this to put into my article?
Oh, Frank, you can have that one. It's 3 years expired.
Oh, thanks. And what about your ID badge? Do you have an extra one I could borrow?
Oh, no, I can't help you there. It was a special order from Polaroid. The only way to get one of those is to become a real live pilot for Pan American Airways.
Pan Am, may I help you?
I'm a co-pilot based out of San Francisco. I flew a flight into New York last night, but the problem is I'm headed out to Paris in 3 hours.
How can we help you?
I sent my uniform to be cleaned through the hotel, and I guess they must have lost it.
They lost a uniform. Happens all the time. Go down to the well-built uniform company at 9th and Broadway. They are uniform supplier. I'll tell Mr. Rosen you're coming.
You look too young to be a pilot.
I'm a co-pilot.
Why so nervous?
How'd you feel if you lost your uniform first week on the job?
Relax. Pan Am's got lots of uniforms. It's going to be $164.
Great. I'll write you a check.
No checks, no cash. You'll have to fill in your employee ID number, and then I'll bill Pan Am. I'll take it out in your next paycheck.
Even better.
Love that.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners unrivaled in their support for our program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and enjoy. And for all of your longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our heart for listening and supporting and doing everything you do. We love you. We love you.
Love.
From Maui, Hawaii, where it is roughly 4:40 in the morning right now.
It's very close to the Mike. It's very close to the Orient.
The debate. It's Asia, not the Orient. Paradise Bay, Antarctica, Bumpus, Virginia, Cool, California, Lehigh, Utah, Lakehurst, New Jersey. The reason I noticed it's 4:40, I was just thinking, we haven't called them all week.
No, we haven't.
The show today is brought to you by Harry's.
Harry's.
4:40. Not a perfect time for
He's just getting getting worked up.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, what if razors were always half price at the store? Wouldn't that be great?
Great.
That's what shaving with Harry's is like. They offer premium blade refills as low as $2 each. That's up to 55% less than the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. Harry's doesn't inflate blade prices or add unnecessary features to their razors, like flex balls or heated handles. They don't need those gimmicks.
Oh.
100% quality guarantee. That's what Harry's does. If you don't love your shave, let them know, and they'll give you a full refund. And you can feel good about your purchase. 1% of proceeds for Harry's set aside for nonprofit organizations devoted to helping provide access to better health care for men and veterans. Harry's has a special offer just for our listeners. New customers get $5 off a trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You get the 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel cover. Join the millions and millions of guys who have already switched to and go to harrys.com/TMOS. We love Harry's. I love Harry's.
The best.
I have their shave gel. I have their shave cream. I have their razors. I have their body wash. I have their face wash. I am not exaggerating.
Your bathroom is like a Harry's museum. You have everything.
Yes. All of those products are in my special small bathroom that is next to the Carla large bathroom.
But does she have a grand bathroom like a Louis XIV bathroom?
No, you really want to know what sold our house. It was having one for her and one for me.
Oh, actual separate rooms?
Separate bathrooms.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
Mine is really kind of a room for, guests.
Oh, but okay, I see.
That's the one I use. She's very happy about that. Yeah, she was just here, just visiting. Very, very happy to be. Yeah, so he's not going to answer the phone if we call him at 4:40.
No, he doesn't answer the phone if you call him at normal time and he's here in D.C.
Exactly. So it doesn't matter.
And also, he won't answer emails unless you text him and say you're emailing him.
Right.
And also, his voicemail box has been full since 2012.
Well, the reason I'm talking to Oscar, just be aware of the fact that we are very much working on, a live show.
Yes.
We are getting things together for that. And
for something a little different.
By the way, for those of you spoiled people who said, hey, how am I going to make my plans? People don't schedule shows a year in advance like we did that one time. That's not a routine.
Right.
We can't do that, okay?
Right.
So be aware of that. We're working on it. We will get back to you. And when he comes back into town, he's going to be back on Monday.
Yeah.
We'll get cracking on that.
As my dad used to say, cool your jets.
So getting back to what is on the top of everybody's mind, he's not that funny. Marcus. He's really not. Don't laugh at it. You encourage him every time. Now I know. You know why Rob loves you? Rob loves you because you think Rob's funny. Rob loves everybody who thinks he's funny.
That's true. Right?
I've been working with him a week, Marcus. I don't think he's that funny anymore.
You've been working for me longer than a week. Stone and sometimes face. There are people that don't think I'm funny, and I marry them. So, I mean, it's both types.
Yikes. How many years have we actually been working together?
I did a little research, and April 3rd of this year will be 28 years.
So it's a source of pride for me that I say I've been working with a guy for almost 30 years.
Yeah, that's long time.
That's a long time that that's we've awesome. Been working together. And most of it has been an absolute joy. And then some parts of it, well, I've got to be nonverbal, all right? Some parts of it are.
But that's what Rob. Keeps it fun.
No, and then, you know what I don't love? I don't like people to give me crap about Rob. I fight with Rob. I yell at Rob. Rob yells at me. We all yell at each other.
We're family.
Everybody just back off.
That's what it's
back
like.
Off. Yeah. About that.
Everybody, right, so sit down.
It's not their business.
Here it is about Corona coverage. It's just that I know that they are trying to be responsible, but they can't help it.
No,
they can't, especially on the national level. They have to kind of make it sound more insidious. The big story when you woke up this morning, as we tape this show on Thursday, February 27th, the big story that broke today was somebody in, and I hate to say it because we have a lot of listeners up there.
Yes.
Northern California.
Oh, no.
Northern California. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
So what's going on in Lodi?
Someone got the disease.
Yes.
Based on no contact, no travel, going to any exposed areas. So Carla hears this on the news.
Yes.
And immediately says to me, how could that happen?
Well, Mike, I know we joked about it earlier, but I blame a lack of hand washing. I've met a lot of people from Northern California.
It's Sacramento, probably.
Of course.
It's Lodi. That's where it came
might
from.
Might be Lodi.
No, it's Folsom. It's Chico. It's Chico.
100% it's Chico. Got to be.
Ground zero Chico.
Some guy in Chico with dirt under his nails. Just coughing.
That was the big story that... this was let me go into it and I'll find it. I'm just going to put in Corona.
Well, I mean, it's wine country. It could have been. I mean, there's lots of shipping of stuff coming in, coming out. There has to have
That's
been
true.
Contact. I mean, there has to have been contact of some sort. It's not like the virus is winging its way westward somehow.
It's not the obvious kind of contact.
But you know what? As far as the markets are concerned, don't let that doesn't mean anything. To be honest with you, markets get spooked by everything. They get the market fears. That's not what I'm concerned about
no,
right
but
now.
But still, it is a great time to get a mortgage based on this, based on the fact that everyone in Sacramento is
Mark Livingstone
washing their hands.
I appreciate that. All right, I'm going to just see what we've got here. I'll go to the
And it's crazy the way it's, I think yesterday wasn't the hotbed Italy? It was like there was a million percent increase of cases in Italy. And it just, this one case, they've got to bottle this person up. He cannot go, Mike. He cannot go to a Kings game, period. Not allowed, because then everyone at the Kings game will be sick.
Yes.
All right. I'm just trying to get the goes global travel bans live update. Fears grow of a coronavirus pandemic.
Yep.
Which is, by the way, if you don't know what it is, just to give you the terminology, that is an epidemic, but it's around the world.
Right.
Right. Right?
An epidemic, I believe, is regional, and then pandemic is worldwide.
Yes.
So the issue right now is that people are concerned that this is so widespread that people are getting it. It's popping up now in areas where it's not supposed to. And then the other story that was kind of a panic mongering story was, most of our drugs are manufactured in China.
Well, of course.
My God.
And then there was the thing. It was a humorous thing. But last week they said, before you pop that bubble wrap, know this, all the air in those bubbles comes from China.
Which I think that's the type
as
of thing.
As I continue to pop the bubbles slowly.
But still.
It's scary. It is scary no matter how you slice it, because you wonder. I think one thing, I'm trying to pull the positive stuff out of this. One thing that people should be aware of is that relative to the number of cases of this disease, the mortality rate is not as terrifying as say, the flu in the United States, the way that goes.
But they just can't help. The news people can't help but make hay while the sun is shining because there are so many unknowns. And the fact that it is unpredictable. And when they find a case that pops up in Northern California for no reason, that's like a Christmas gift for them.
Absolutely.
Because they can cover that story.
Let me give you this is not the latest, but this is a story that came out this week. Officials at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced on Tuesday that the novel coronavirus, it's such a great read. I hate the way they write these stories, is expected to spread in the United States at the community level, meaning that the agency is preparing for significant disruption to day-to-day life for people in communities in the U.S. In a press call with the CDC, the lady that runs the organization, her name is Nancy Masonnier.
Yeah.
I'm reading a print story here,
yeah,
so
that's
bear
fine.
With me.
You're doing fine.
Trying to edit it for broadcast. The global novel coronavirus situation is rapidly evolving and expanding. The fact that this virus has caused illness, including illness resulting in death and sustained person-to-person spread, is concerning. These factors meet two of the criteria for a pandemic. That's what you were talking about.
Yeah, we're almost there. Try harder. Yeah.
As community spread is detected in more and more countries, the world moves closer towards meeting the third criteria, worldwide spread of the new virus. So that's where we are right now. And I think people should be very aware of it. Now, as far as masks, whether you wear what you do to prevent the spread of this is the same thing you do for the flu. You wash your hands a lot.
Right.
If you want to take vitamins, you take vitamins and that type of thing.
But and I would say
if you're going to get it, you're probably going
to
get it.
It's minimize like contact. If you're really freaked out, don't go to a sporting event. Don't go to the movies. Stay home. I mean, do what you have to do.
But they, you know, this is what the only thing out of all these hyper fear-mongering news stories that concerns me a little bit, because I believe it's true, is that perhaps the initial cases in China, based on the nature of the way the Chinese disseminate their information, may have been significantly larger at the outset than they let on, and probably the deaths as well. I think that's probably true.
Well, remember back when we had Don Ho in studio before he took his vacation, he mentioned that they were building hospitals already when they announced the fact.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
they knew that something was afoot. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's bigger. We will let you know. But, you know, as far as everybody is concerned in this country, I don't think it's something you blow off, but I also think it's something that I wish that they would. I like facts on that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a weather forecast. We were talking about that before.
Yeah.
I want a fact.
But if there's no facts, they're just going to repeat the sensational.
Yeah.
Because that's what they've got.
If you want facts, you shouldn't watch the news.
How old are you, Marcus?
30.
30. If you're, you're a young man. Rob is relatively a young man. The only people that need to be concerned are the elderly.
Marcus. Not that face.
Well, you know, we care about Mike.
When it gets hot,
we check on
you. I can hear Sarah McLachlan just playing in the background right now.
Mike, how you doing? We're just checking on you.
No, you know where I think I've got a leg up on this? My hermit-like existence.
Outside
of going out and playing golf. Now, with the golf thing, where I'm out there with all the, you know, you want to talk about a hack fest.
Oh.
You know, every year during the flu season, you get these people that come down here and they arrive off of their planes or off of their RVs. And it's like, old men are the filthiest creatures on the face of the earth.
You've often discussed the nature of a country club bathroom, saying it's the worst place on earth.
Or I'll be sitting there like on the patio with 50 of these guys, you know, and I'll just sit there and be going, yeah, it was a good round. And you'll be like, what the hell is that? Where's it coming from? It's unidentifiable. What the hell is that? Who is that coming off of? That is nasty. What is that? You know, is that ass or foot?
What is it?
It's really nasty.
And do you find that
it's both?
It's ass foot.
It's ass and foot. New Shimmer is a floor wax and a dessert topping.
So should they be staying home and they're coming to play golf? They're sick, but they're still doing it. Sure.
Yeah. I played with a guy in a tournament last year. It was like the death grip. Like 3 days later, I'm like,
thanks, buddy.
But so far, Yeah, you can't hear it. There I was knocking on wood. There we go. We'll take a break.
And meanwhile, we you're back. Still golfing with Senor Assfoot.
We'll take a break and come back and talk KFC food when we come back on the Mike O'Barry Show.
Comedy. It's a universal language. And with the TMOS app, you can share the hilarity throughout this big blue marble we call planet Earth. Brush up on your language skills today, such as Swedish.
Mama puts the pies out to cool.
German.
Sign the papers, old man.
Russian.
I will splash the pot whenever the F I please.
Even from the heartland of America.
I don't know when she's coming back. I think they come back Thursday.
Share your love of laughter and the More Network, no matter where you may roam. All your favorite shows in one place. Plus, you can now connect to the TMOS Yak Shack right from the app. The TMOS app, recommended by 4 out of 5 Sherpas to be the funniest app in
the world.
Thank you very much, Jim Amato. We appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program brought to you by Sleep Number. Here's a fact. 9 out of 10 couples disagree on mattress firmness.
Yep.
Sleep Number to the rescue. From Feather Soft, I have never enjoyed Feather Soft.
Really?
In order for me to enjoy Feather Soft, usually my ass has to go like almost down to the platform. Sorry.
You're displacing the feathers. That's fat. The problem. Yeah.
Well, I like it firm.
Yeah.
Good for my back. You know, my mattress. I like my mattress to be my Sleep Number better. Feather Soft, though, to super firm. You can adjust each side to your Sleep Number setting so it's just right for both of you. Proper sleep strengthens immunity. Hey, is this a time you want that?
That's what you need, baby.
I worked the coronavirus into a Sleep Number commercial.
We're going to get a thing. We'll get a muffin basket from the client for that. You
thank me later. Yeah. Anyway, it strengthens immunity, increases the ability to focus, sharpens cognitive function, and improves emotional well-being. I need all of those
yes.
things. Yes. You got to go to a Sleep Number store and try their individual fit technology. Explore the science behind the bed. You can literally see your body's pressure points react to a Sleep Number 360 smart bed. And welcome, Sleep Number, just up the road from the Mike O'Mara studio. Thank you very
That's
much.
Awesome.
We
Glad
love you.
Glad to see them expanding.
My Sleep Number is a 90, Carlos 65. We love it. Discover proven quality sleep with a 360 limited edition smart bed. You're going to love it. And guess what? There's one in my immediate future. Excited noise.
That was scripted.
Yeah, hey. Yeah. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. And when you go, please, 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 don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
Most important.
I get credit for that. All right.
That's so how much it meant to you.
His name rings bells in the streets.
Have you seen the dumbest food commercial out there? It's some guy doing Colonel Sanders, but he's singing like a classical music.
Yes, I've heard about that.
Do you know that idiot yes. commercial? It's yes. just like, air the donut with the chicken. And he's talking about the glazed donut.
Yep. Yes.
Chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Now, I'm, listen, everybody knows standard operating practice that we know eating fast food is not good for you.
No.
Absolutely.
But isn't there a certain point where you just... I mean, you're really appealing to people that have absolutely no regard for, you know, vast amounts of oil and fat and sugar being thrust, exploding into their body
Throwback
with one
like
item.
To 1993, I was in college, and there was a Main Street diner in Richmond, and one of their signature dishes was the donut burger, mm-hmm. which was a burger between two donuts. And yeah. you know what it was? It was a punchline. I think I might have ordered it once, and it was exactly
Wait,
what you
Wait, hold on. Hold on a second. You ordered it? You
yeah.
actually ordered it?
Yeah, but really? it was more something that was discussed than eaten. Like, they had mm-hmm. T-shirts that said, home of the donut burger. Because okay. it's just so ridiculous. But right. this right. is also a boutique diner in the sort of bohemian neighborhood of Richmond, Virginia, adjacent to a college campus. Now we've got maybe the third or fourth biggest fast food franchise that yeah. is rolling it out. This Mass is produced. A whole different thing. This
yeah.
is a different thing, man.
Well, I mean, I think the origination of this would be the insane popularity of the chicken and waffle combination, which is a dining
True.
Staple mm-hmm. for a long time. I have never figured out that when you've got chicken, fried chicken, mm-hmm. perhaps with a little spicy coating on
yeah.
it, why you would enjoy a stack of waffles. Now, I've never done it because it's always turned me off. A stack of waffles with maple syrup on that. I don't like to mix my sweet and my savory.
Well, that is, I don't care for that. That's the whole thing there. It's a sweet and savory mix. But I don't see, they seem incompatible in the way they're served. Because to me, fried chicken is always a finger food. Always. And if you're involving a plate with syrup and fried chicken, your fingers are going to be a mess.
But let's, I'm going to tell you with the KFC thing they have now. First of all, the commercial appeals to me. It looks like they are going for minimal brainwave activity.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
when
yeah.
When they
yeah.
got the guy, we're going to have a donut with chicken. You know, that,
and
that,
are we just accepting that like every 3 months there's a new colonel and maybe you recognize him from comedy?
I was thinking about that.
Have you seen RoboCop, you know? RoboCop Colonel Sanders?
No, you mean the guy that played RoboCop?
Yeah.
They used him?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was hilarious.
Didn't they use Norm MacDonald at one
point? Yeah, they've used, Reba McEntire. I mean, I don't, what are they doing? What are they doing?
It's at, well, why do we have a porn star selling Liberty Insurance?
We're all Colonel Sanders.
I mean, really, I'm just, what's going on? The ad agencies now, by the way, as somebody who likes to do a voiceover occasionally, I will be auditioning. And I, at one point, way back when I was doing the morning show, Kirk got me to go to this voice person to help me modify my act. And you know, all they tell you, hey, you sound like too much like an announcer. Oh, sorry for having a nice, clear way of expressing myself, but I have to be the kind of guy that's like, yeah, I know the Dodge Century. Yeah, that's what they want.
Yeah, Thomas's English muffins.
I'm out of it. I couldn't do it. I couldn't go on and do it. Now, ad agencies seem to be. I don't know. Is it the everyman? Why are we taking?
I just think
like
you
Liberty
probably-
Insurance and having a guy that has a porn mustache walking around with a bird who appears to be super sleazy hawking the insurance. What
the
is it?
It's meme culture.
Okay, explain.
That's good. Now, see, a youthful perspective. And by the way, yes, 30 years old is youthful to me. I'm double his age.
I'm like
and
somewhere
Oscar's
in
not
between.
Getting any younger, yes, right.
Like okay, I'm a young guy to some, and then most of the other people in the office.
Well, you
I'm
look young. You look young. Yeah. I'm sure told that, right? You look. Is that? Are you a married man?
I'm not. Not yet.
You're not.
You're an actor too.
Yeah.
What is your age range for roles you play?
20 to 30.
Okay. So yeah. So he tests at 20. That's great.
All right. What did you call it with the name culture?
Meme culture.
Meme culture.
Yeah.
Okay. Explain that to me.
Basically, it's just throwing random things at the wall and seeing how it how people respond to it so that it can be shared again on the internet and possibly go viral. So see weird things like a guy with a porn stash and an ostrich running around the streets, and it's like it appeals
to
a certain
emu.
Type of
it's an emu.
Sorry,
Marcus.
Emu. I'm so sorry.
Emu.
Oh, is it an emu? Did I? It's an emu.
But you know, this explains why Super Bowl commercials have sucked for 4 years.
Right.
Because they're going for the randomness of it without any content. Geico is big into it right now because they're bringing back spots that weren't funny 10 years ago.
Yeah, the sequels.
Yeah, the sequels. Stuff. And so,
but at least Geico with their, oh boy, and I mean.
Don't you dare give them a compliment.
I'd love to have you as a fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show.
I mean, Geico. Well, of course.
Rob is anti-advertiser. He never gets it. So I see everybody is a potential advertiser. That's the way I look at it. You could do well, Mr. Man, to focus on that a little bit occasionally. But I know you're not. It's not. You don't have the chip. You don't have the business chip. But I will tell you, Geico would be. I mean, wouldn't you love to have Geico?
Of course. Of course.
Does
because
Geico
you know
make
why?
You angry because they're so big and successful and powerful?
No, Geico would be a great company because we could do their commercials right.
Well, I think that Geico throws enough advertising on television where occasionally something will stick to the wall and it will be funny.
Right.
Do either one of you find the porn mustache guy particularly funny?
No, I find it upsetting.
It's
bothersome.
I think the scenario is like weird enough to kind of be funny just because
But see, it's like it's almost like we want it to be kind of funny. I mean, these are Madison Avenue people, and we're getting into the weeds with this
right now.
But I think it's a fascinating discussion. It's almost Flo, for example, from Progressive. Mm. She's almost funny,
but
she's
she has
not
been
really funny.
But you think they've given us so much Flo, so much heavy Flo for so long that
you just wanted to weave in heavy Flo.
I believe we as a culture have accepted her. I mean, we've been forced to accept her because she's always
Shut up.
There.
Heavy Flo. We have to take a commercial break. We'll continue.
not weight shaming anybody.
Okay, thank you. I know it had nothing to do with weight.
No.
Okay, we are having a bloody good time here. We will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Sorry, ladies.
It's fine.
Sunshine came softly.
Hello, outlaws. This is Las Vegas legend Wayne Newton.
Hey.
And I love you. There are a few things in life that I require. Peace, joy, and of course, convenience. That's why I like to listen to TMOS on Spotify. No matter where I am, in my downtown apartment visiting the Guinea Hens at Casa de Shenandoah, or on stage at the Sands, I know that my favorite TMOS troublemakers are just a few taps away. So remember, every night when your tuxedo hits the floor and you want some solid, marvelous entertainment, get your cellular telephone and grab some TMOS on Spotify. Just another great way to be a part of America. I wish you love.
Thanks, Wayne. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom. Getting in shape doesn't have to be about losing a specific amount of weight or a magic number on the scale. That's why I love Noom, because everyone is different. Noom adjusts to your lifestyle. Noom helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and gives you tools you need to ditch bad habits and replace them with better ones. Noom is not a diet. It is a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. Just 10 minutes a day will change your life. My favorite part, Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. It's literally everything at a glance, food tracking made easy. Oscar loves Noom. Carla loves Noom as well. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS. Okay, we're talking about television advertising. With getting back to the KFC thing, that the only reason it doesn't appeal to me, I would not enjoy the idea of a fried chicken patty in between two glazed donuts.
Right.
I probably wouldn't understand the point.
It's also fast food should be able to be consumed in your car. I think that's sort of one of the target things about it. That's why they have the drive-thru. And it's messy. That's a messy thing right there, glazed
donut. Well, a glazed donut by its very nature will get all over the place. That's the way. Mm. And a powdered donut is even worse. But I love a good donut. I love a good glazed donut. But the idea of putting it in a sandwich form, but this is, when I look at that commercial,
I haven't seen, is it a split donut or is it two full donuts?
It's two full donuts.
That's too much.
With a fried chicken patty in between, and it's not like, I don't think they're doing it for novelty in any way. They're doing this because they're selling, and you can get it in a basket with the donut on the side too.
Well, this isn't the first offense of something like that. I don't know if it was KFC or Popeyes, but there was a sandwich a while ago called the Double Down, and it was literally, instead of bread, they would have two chicken patties with cheese and bacon in the middle of it.
Oh, so they're using the chicken as the bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, so. I remember that. Mm. I remember throwing caution to the wind. Yeah. Where do you line up on the idea, the concept of it? Because I think we're going to have a taste test. I think we have to have a taste test.
I think the flavor combo might be okay. Because of the sweet.
Why?
Because it's sweet and savory. Right. I mean, the notion of it sort of works in my head, but the presentation is where it loses me. I don't think you can possibly.
Chicken sandwiches, as far as chicken sandwiches go, KFC, Popeyes, or what's the third? Or Chick-fil-A.
Well, I hate Chick-fil-A because they ruined my Costco parking lot, and also they have some questionable policies as far as internal affairs.
Yeah.
But they're
so nice to you.
Yeah, but creepily nice. That was that intern Dan we had that worked at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
all the time. My pleasure. Dan, when you get the mail, my pleasure. Well, it's not your pleasure. You hate
what, he'd say that?
Yes.
Which intern? Dan O'Brien?
No, Dan Washington.
Dan Washington? I know this Dan Washington?
He had a couple on-air segments. Yeah, actually, he recently emailed me a letter of recommendation that I'm to sign for him that I need to edit because it's a little over the top.
And he'd say, my pleasure, because of all his training from Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, he worked at Chick-fil-A, and that's the way he was.
You know, I don't think that's not a bad idea. You know, hey, Rob, would you like to update the Noom copy for me?
My pleasure.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
But, that would be wonderful.
I do think that Popeyes took the chicken sandwich to the next level. And that new chicken sandwich is great.
And it really had that chicken sandwich.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think Popeyes is a little better than Chick-fil-A on principle that the customers are rude. There's a whole principle of if you go somewhere and they don't care about you, the food's probably going to be amazing. It's like if you go to a carryout and there's no bulletproof glass at the carryout, the food's not going to be that good because you can't taste the fear for their life.
Well, I mean, as far as when I was able to enjoy fried chicken, I love fried chicken. It doesn't like me. It doesn't like me digestively. It
really,
truly does. Well, that kind. But then again, I don't know whether that's true. As far as it's the breading and the fried, I can eat a chicken wing, which is a deep fried wing, but it's the breading that messes me up. Mm-hmm. But when I would eat it in the, it would always be. Remember the one in Manassas that we had?
Yes,
the Popeyes that was just down the street. That was a regular go-to with the same with exactly what Marcus said. Horrible service.
Mm-hmm.
Just
the worst.
Everybody pissed off all the time. The sanitized version of Chick-fil-A like we have down here, where the Midwestern old people start lining up at 11:15 to get their drive-through chicken. It's ridiculous.
We have a Popeyes in Leesburg that is my go-to when I go to Popeyes. And if you do the drive-through, it looks fine from the street. It's actually adjacent to the Jiffy Lube. They're connected. Hmm. So if you're going to get your car serviced, you can stop by and get a sandwich.
Get a chicken sandwich.
But if you want to go around and do the drive-through, it is such a circuitous route. You feel like you're driving through like bombed out Berlin behind. It's like 1946. You have this huge loop you go around and there's an abandoned building back there. And again, it's, if it wasn't so great, no one would give this place the time of day. And that's the reason that it is, I think, so good.
Do you have, I know you've got Guapos down there, which is the like Peruvian chicken.
Well, that, you see, we don't have that. That's more of a Manassas thing. I don't have any Peruvian chicken places.
Well, down here we have the Latin flavor. Do you have El Pollo Tropical?
That means tropical chicken.
tropical chicken. We have Pollo Tropical is a big one. I got their chicken the other day. I went in and I got a half a chicken.
Yeah, sure.
When four I went pieces. In there, and I swear to God, I think they gave me a pigeon. A deep fried or roasted pigeon.
Oh, no.
I didn't want to. Look, you know, who wants to? Does anybody ever really want to go back in the line again?
No.
You know, I
there's said, a certain type of person.
I just couldn't do it. But if I had, I would have gone through. I wouldn't have touched my food. I would have opened up the little styrofoam and go, excuse me, is this a crow? Or is this half of a, what is this half of? What kind of fowl did you pass off as this chicken that I had?
A goose.
It had a leg that looked, seriously, it looked like a witch's finger. It was just not a good piece
of
meat.
Why does this have toes?
Right. And you know, because I'm doing the keto thing, I didn't get my side, so it's not like I can down my black beans and rice and be perfectly content. I'm looking at what appears to be, a roasted blue jay that's in this styrofoam, and I didn't want to go back because I feel like Mr. Piggy anyway by going to a drive-thru.
How was the flavor?
Oh, the flavor was actually very, very good.
Well,
what little strands of meat that I was
stringy
able to get
strands
appeared
of meat.
To taste marinated. That they had done, but they don't give a rat's ass. I mean, just like, I didn't care for it.
Now, you brought up sides. I have a question for you, and I wanted to ask you this yesterday. Where do you weigh in on coleslaw? I don't think we've ever discussed coleslaw on this show.
If coleslaw is fresh and good and delicious and not too mayonnaise-y, I am a big fan of coleslaw as a side.
I
order it a lot when I'm out.
I say that Popeyes has the best coleslaw that is. I think
is it diced as opposed to shredded?
It is more diced than shredded. And the thing is there's a slight pickle flavor to it that's excellent. And I read an article that says, awesome food hack. Get the Popeye's chicken sandwich and put a tablespoon of the coleslaw on it, and then it's off to the races. And I got to thinking about it.
It's off to the races. Then it's, you'll never be able to race again, then much less walk.
Then it's amputated.
That's the way Rob communicates. Then it's off to the races as I limp into the hospital emergency room.
But if you think about it.
I can't feel my left leg.
But
My toes are blue. It's off to the races. Yes. Put a tablespoon on your breaded patty between two sugary pieces of bread, and it's off to the races.
Sure. Anyway, by races, urgent care.
I'm getting ready to. I'm off to the races.
But you put coleslaw on a barbecue sandwich, so it makes sense to me.
Right. I like coleslaw. As a side, I can occasionally enjoy it. It's an Irish thing. I like cabbage.
Cabbage, yeah.
I enjoy cabbage. I like cooking cabbage until it's all soft and wonderful. Yeah. And putting like ground turkey in it.
Oh, it's
and
great.
Then putting seasonings in there. That's a biggie for me. And cabbage, by the way, crosses a lot of different ways of eating. You could maybe do a little cabbage on keto. Yeah. You can do a little cabbage. Certainly can do cabbage low calorie. Mm-hmm. Cabbage is very, very good.
And don't forget
good,
cabbage rolls for my people. You can actually
the Polish people
have figured out a way to stuff cabbage leaves.
Yes, and with like ground beef, right?
Yes.
A cabbage roll.
My favorite is that you steam the cabbage leaves and you stuff it with two donuts.
And it's off to the races.
It's off to the races.
And it's run, run, run. Yes, they gorgeous and off to the races. Yeah. It's a knockout. I'm doing all the Robisms right now.
Man.
Wrapping up the week. We're all set. We'll take a break. News you may not need. More on the coronavirus when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, back in the old days of my neighborhood in Brooklyn, we had a thing called I Know a Guy. Need something fixed? I know a guy. Need something broken? I know a guy. Need something to disappear? Psst, I know a guy. But now in these modern times of technology, the I Know a Guy is the MikeOMaraShow.com. So head over there and click on the shopping center banner. Forget about it. Where you can practically get anything from Macy's.com, Walmart.com, and Target.com. So shop to your heart's content today. Now let's return to the only guy that really matters, Mike O'Mara.
Ladies and gentlemen, the previous announcement was recorded by a New York City bus driver.
Yes.
Thank you very much. That's Paulie. We love him. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Ritual. Ladies, what's the missing link in your nutritional puzzle? I bet it's Vitaman.
Yes.
Because it's a total hassle to research and shop and buy all you need to be complete. That's exactly why you need Ritual, the obsessively researched vitamin for women. Ritual's essentials have the nutrients most women don't get sufficiently from their diet. And it's delivered. Only a dollar a day to have all the essential nutrients your body needs delivered every month. You can't beat it. Two capsules provide 9 nutrients that women need to support a strong foundation for health. Plus, no fishy omega-3 aftertaste thanks to a mint tab in every bottle. Our wives love Ritual because they trust it. All of their sources are out there for the whole world to see. Better health doesn't happen overnight, and right now, Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during their first 3 months. Fill in the gaps in your diet with Essential for Women, a small step that helps support a healthy foundation for your body. Visit ritual.com/TMOS to start your ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/TMOS.
News!
Boo! Oprah sat down with Gayle King. And Ashley Graham to play a game of Never Have I Ever. And Oprah is still a big enough star where she makes news with this. When the subject of one night stands came up, both Oprah and Gayle copped to it. But it was a long time ago. Both said it was around 1982. Would that have been Baltimore, Oprah?
She probably banged Marty Bass.
It's Marty Bass. She slept with Marty Bass.
Come on over, Oprah.
Here's what else we learned. Neither Oprah nor Gayle has ever sexted. Neither have I, by the way.
Oh, look good for you.
Oprah said, quote, "Are you kidding me? I'd be a fool." Yes, she would.
Yeah.
They've also never been to a strip club or pole danced. Well, most women, I would say, probably haven't been to a strip club.
Did they never have I ever ask her about
donuts
and sandwiches? Yeah,
he's got a good radio voice.
Oh, he's great.
You'd be surprised. Yes, all right. And Oprah has never skinny dipped.
Oh.
What I think that's just okay. That's fine. even though she has three pools.
Naturally.
How did that work?
As you do.
Yeah, story. As one has.
Gail King has in a hot tub.
Oh, Gail King. So yeah.
Okay, that. Gail.
Speaking of Gail, Snoop Dogg, who is on the apology tour of apology yes. tours for this, he says it was his mother who convinced him he needed to apologize for his attack on Gail King after she brought up the Kobe Bryant rape allegation. On the new episode of Red Table Talk, he says, she didn't say I was wrong. She was just giving me, you know, I raised you better. You're a representation of us. Every woman that has ever crossed your life, you're a representation of that. He adds, my mother raised me in church, and she raised me to respect women. Well, I guess she hasn't seen some of those Snoop videos.
And am I the only one that has a hard time imagining Snoop having a mother? I feel like he might have been hatched. Or perhaps from a lab. I don't know. I just don't see him like...
You know, though, I love apology tours.
I do too.
I love apology tours.
And I believe that, you know what? They are uniquely American.
Yes.
You
don't see... Yeah. Yeah, and it's also, I think it's the measure of a guy. Yeah. I don't care what the circumstances are. I'm glad that he did. It was certain things that she said to me, Snoop says, that took me back to being a little kid. And when your mama can make you feel like a kid, that's when you got to get right. I am
that's
with
valid.
Him on that, and I think it's terrific and it's just, way to go.
It's yes, interesting you know. Hearing him be on an apology tour, just thinking of him being the same guy that made 187 and...
I know.
Like, it's very interesting. Yeah.
Has he ever skinny dipped?
Probably.
Yes, yeah, I believe he has.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, here we go. This is the first story we have on the coronavirus.
Yay!
Gwyneth Paltrow and Kate Hudson shared photos of themselves this week traveling with face masks, presumably to protect themselves from the coronavirus. But do they work? Not really.
Yeah, I didn't especially, think so.
Especially not Kate's mask. Which was just one of those paper towel type things that
yeah.
she was wearing.
Uh-huh.
Gwyneth's was much more upscale. Arenum. I think it was called an Arenum mask.
Okay.
They start about $70. They're like heavy duty, but they're currently sold out because we've gone straight insane. medical experts say there's really no evidence that these masks will protect you from the coronavirus, and they really don't recommend them. They are actually better. We're preventing people who are already sick from transmitting.
Oh, so they can contain it, but not have you get it. I'm surprised that Gwyneth isn't selling some sort of mask on her Goop website that smells like a body part.
I was going to say that, yeah.
The CDC says, quote, the best thing you can do are the things we generally talked about in the show, and we recommend, the CDC does, that this time of year to prevent the spread of infectious diseases, wash your hands, cover your cough. Is there still the thing where you cough into your elbow?
I see this.
I do that.
I think that's still a thing. Mm-hmm. And take care of yourself. Drink the fluids, get rest, all that type of stuff. 26-year-old Jen Atkin was engaged to a guy back in 2015 until he dumped her when she gained weight. She says she got up to 238 pounds, mostly from bad eating habits.
Mm.
So after that, she decided to get in shape. She joined a gym, and she lost 112 pounds.
Good for her.
But that's
wow.
not the end of it. She also started entering beauty pageants, and a few days ago, she was crowned the new Miss Great Britain, which is the UK equivalent to the Miss America pageant.
Wow.
She also won Best Personality and says that was kind of her secret weapon. Quote, although my body has changed so much, I don't think my personality has, and I think that's really helped me. She's also been dating someone new and says getting dumped ended up being the best thing that ever happened to her. And I saw a picture of this lady. She's gorgeous, and she's now Miss Great Britain. But she was smiling with her mouth closed.
Well, I believe.
So I didn't see if she had the British. Yeah,
that's her secret. That's her secret weapon, is to be able to smile with her mouth shut.
Hello, mate. Hello, it's great to be here in the UK, everybody says. All right, we got another one about coronavirus. I told
okay,
you I
good.
Had two. In yesterday, tons of reports that the CDC had put out a warning about how your facial hair might put you at risk for catching coronavirus. This is all the stuff that's starting to grow hair,
so to speak.
Pun.
Yeah.
There was even an infographic with 36 different facial hair styles to show which are and aren't at risk. The idea was that you needed to make sure all of your facial hair fits under a mask or respirator. Otherwise, the virus could get stuck in the exposed hairs.
Oh, dear.
Yikes. People are going out of their minds
and
right
it's
now.
It's really tough for kids because it was just reported Santa Claus has died.
Some of the facial hair styles the CDC says were fine are clean shaven, soul patch. That, by the way, if you don't know.
Yeah, that's like
right
you.
Right here.
Yeah.
I used to have it. I don't anymore. I shave it. And the Zorro. And some styles that would put you at risk are stubble.
Ah.
ZZ Top beards, mutton chops, the Fu Manchu, and the Dolly. It's like that the Salvatore Dolly.
Yeah.
I don't think Dolly Parton has any facial hair, so let's go with Salvatore Dolly.
That well, you know it of.
It doesn't matter, gentlemen. The whole thing actually had nothing to do with the current coronavirus outbreak. Shocker.
Really? So it's just they're just capitalizing on it, jerks.
It was a chart from the CDC section on workplace safety for people who need to wear masks and respirators at work. So if you're like working with some chemical, that's what this was about. It was not the coronavirus. This was just somebody hyping and people pick up. We're just the information age. We all are so ignorant, but we have so much information.
Oh, but yeah. We love sharing it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We love sharing information as much as Barb Moody loves going to a spring training
game. Oh, and she loves posting pictures. I hope she's okay.
Does. Currently, the CDC does not recommend wearing masks or respirators to avoid the coronavirus unless you need to wear one for work and the aforementioned maybe if you've got it,
yeah,
cover yourself up so you don't spread the germs.
Right.
That's it. That's all I got. No more today.
All right.
Maybe nothing for the rest of the... You know what? I'll talk about it if I catch it.
All right.
That's what I'll
do. Are you going to shave your beard just in case?
No. I'll shave my head.
If I catch it, I'm wearing a Bane mask.
Well, what about Manscaped?
Oh, wait, that was a request. All right.
Are you Marcus from... I just spilled water.
Oh, I thought it was an empty cup.
I was getting so excited just now.
Oh, God, hold on.
Bane is clumsy.
So did Charlie Bernie say come into my office and work for the Batman?
All right.
Bane, do you need a paper towel?
That was amazing.
Can you wear a mask? Yes.
Oh, God. All right. Where are we? Oh, yeah. Now a little something. Yeah. There's a 33-year-old woman named Brittany Felton in Flint, Michigan. And by the way, at the end of this story, remember, comedy is my life.
Understood.
I'm not trying to offend anyone. I really am not.
Like,
and this
no
may
one
be
would
a
ever accuse you
incorrect.
Of anything.
All right. This might be borderline, but I'm just making a little joke. That's
all
what
we're
I
doing.
Do.
Making
jokes.
A living. It's what we're doing.
Earlier this month, she went through a Taco Bell drive-thru at around 2 a.m., and the employees got her order wrong, and she was very upset over not getting what she ordered. So she took out her purple handgun and fired a shot into the building. Thank you. The county prosecutor says, quote, apparently she wanted her tacos or her chalupas or whatever. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but the cops tracked her down and she was arrested on 2 felony counts, assault with intent to murder and firearm usage. She is facing a maximum sentence of life in prison.
Wow.
Because of this move. The good news?
Yeah.
She'll see a lot of tacos in prison. Oh. Thank you.
What are you doing?
Thank you very much. Thank you. There you go. Maybe we'll get mine. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Michael Merritt. Everybody is
jumping. Master, are you prepared to crush the Rebel Alliance?
I will be in a moment. But right now, I'm updating my Michael Merritt Show app.
Michael Mara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
Yes, of course.
What you must do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it my destiny?
Yes. Yes.
We love it.
Thank you. It kind of ends quickly. Oh, dear. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I haven't looked at it yet.
Oh, you're going to love it. I think it's a good one.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. In 2020, Andy Dufresne escaped from podcast prison. All they found of him was a muddy set of prison clothes
a bar of soap, and an old pair of earbuds, damn near worn down to the nub. He was a man driven by hope, a hope to finally listen to the elusive sixth weekly episode of the Mike O'Meara Show, the TMOS bonus show. Let me tell you something about my friend. Hope is a dangerous thing. Hope can drive a man insane. But Andy never stopped hoping. Or loving geology. Now, geology is the study of pressure and time. And now it's time for me to put the pressure on you to buy the bonus show. That's all it takes, really. Pressure and time. That and a big goddamn source of laughter. All I know is that he had time to have that... What does it say? All I know is that he had to have that... All I know is that he had to have that sixth hour. So Andy crawled to his premium podcast through 500 yards of sick-smelling foulness I can't even imagine. Or maybe I just don't want to. 500 yards. That's the length of five football fields. Just shy of half a mile. But it was worth it. Luckily, you can avoid all the feces and pee-pee by simply clicking the bonus show banner on our website. It's easy, and you won't even need to wash your hands, unless they're sticky.
Jesus.
The TMOS bonus show. I guess it comes down to a simple choice. Get busy living or get busy dying. So get busy buying the bonus show. Available at MikeOmerishow.com. You're going to fit right in. Thank you, Mary. All right.
Jeez. I was so excited to drive in and have you do that today.
Your Oscar is coming in the mail, sir.
Sick-smelling foulness. All right, Rob Spiewak, what do you have for the audio vault today?
We've been doing a couple promos lately that I've enjoyed a lot called King's Things, where we kind of parody Larry King and his offbeat thoughts. Sometimes the truth is stranger than fiction. On the show Last Week Tonight, the HBO show, they put together a montage of Larry King on his new talk show, and he has something new that he seems to refer to a lot.
Okay.
And these are all different interviews, okay?
A food you can't stand.
Liver.
I hate eggs.
Eggs? You hate eggs?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I hate eggs.
You hate eggs?
I hate them. I must have a bad thing when a kid.
You know what?
I can't even look at them. I hate eggs.
Oh. Eggs can be tough.
I hate eggs. I hate eggs. I hate eggs and fish. I don't know why.
I didn't know this about you.
I hate eggs. I
don't know. Do you hate eggs?
Yeah. I already told you that. I hate eggs. I hate eggs.
You hate eggs?
Yeah.
Oh, I love eggs. That's so hard to watch, too, because what we used to mock about his posture is now concerning. I mean, he really pointy.
He's 150 years old. I mean, and he was not healthy. He wasn't healthy in the 80s.
I hate eggs.
I remember seeing the guy when he came into our studio.
I know.
He had yellow fingers from the nicotine, okay? Well, takes its toll. Thank you.
Marcus, you should know that Mike had Larry King in studio the day before his bad heart attack.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, it's true.
Driving it back before he was mega, mega rich Larry.
Yeah.
Driving an Oldsmobile. I remember that.
Overnights, right? He came from Mutual to WAVA.
An Oldsmobile or a Buick. I remember that. He was and he wore those zip up boots.
Zip up on the side.
I remember that.
Yeah. He doesn't like eggs.
I don't like eggs.
No. Yeah, or tying his shoes, apparently.
That's right. I don't have time. Boy. Okay, so a jazz group is hanging out in a room, and the fire alarm goes off. It's a false alarm, but they can't turn off the alarm. It's just going, and they're waiting there. And so,
a high school group?
No, it's professional musicians.
Okay.
So, what do they do with the fire alarm? They start playing jazz with it. Not to be outdone is the guy that filled up about a dozen glasses of water to different levels and figured out how to play Take On Me. I find it mesmerizing.
Such a great melody.
It is.
Yeah, it's great. Video. It was a great melody.
I think
the only thing that made the song rough for me was the vocal.
Yeah, I think
because it was like all the songs from the 80s where they all sang like this.
I think it was just this past week that the YouTube video of Take On Me hit 1 billion views. Wow.
I remember I played it.
Yeah, great.
I played it as a club DJ. It was absolutely amazing, phenomenal.
Mike, I know you say that I'm the whitest person you've ever met, but you've also met Pat Sajak. And on Wheel last night, he made this gesture. I know I'm doing this for the video people, but you know, the thing that you do, you're raising the roof, right? And someone had a big win and he did the raise the roof gesture, but he didn't say raise the roof.
You're up to $10,100. That's very cool. We'll be back. Yeah. Lift the ceiling.
Lift the ceiling, everyone. I'm Pat Sajak.
Come on, Pat.
Come on, Pat. Come on.
Man.
Someone needs to help him out. And
the
also,
gig of gigs in broadcasting. My God.
We've been talking mayonnaise this week. Let's close with a little important mayonnaise news.
Heinz will reportedly release a new condiment this year called Mayaracha, which combines mayonnaise and sriracha. So if you like mayonnaise and you like sriracha, you're going to love toilet paper.
That's your magic audio blog. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
All right. Marcus, thank you for joining
us. Marcus.
Thank you for having me.
Continued success in Podcast Village. Give my very best to the one and only Charlie Burney.
Will do.
Who really seemed to be checking his watch a lot when he was sitting in your seat yesterday. But that's okay. That's fine. No problem.
He's a little ADD. He's got things to do.
Can't help himself.
A little. Not if a fly flew through the room. Anyway, that's it. We got to get out of here. Don't forget, we got a fantastic bonus show this week.
Really good.
That everybody gets to listen to tomorrow. It's our favorite music. You might just learn something. That's it. We got to get out of here. And Oscar will be back on Monday's show. So
Boo.
We will see you then. Boo. For Marcus, Matty Masiello, Ponyboy Matt Bloom, Rob Spiewak, and the aforementioned coronavirus Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
I don't like eggs.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw.
Oh, it looks good on you, though.
What the hell is this?
That's a Sicilian message. It means Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes.
Ha, 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 Ernie, har, har.